Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to ITD Cementation India Limited Q2 FY23 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nirav. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I'd like to welcome you all to the Q2 FY23 post-results conference call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today we are pleased to host the management which is represented by Mr. Jayantha Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO. The meeting will start with a brief by Mr. Patwardhan and Mr. Basu, after which we'll open the lines for the Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Prasad Patwardhan, and I would like to thank you for joining us on this Q2 FY23 earnings con call. I will start with a brief on our financial performance for the quarter and half year ending September 2022. During this quarter, we have reported total operating income of about 1,035 crores, which represents a 28% growth on a YOY basis. PAT has come in at about 20 crores, which is again a 33% growth as compared to last year. On a six-monthly basis, our total operating income is 2,130 crores, which again represents a 30% growth year-on-year. PAT has come in at about 50 crores for six months as compared to 33 crores one year ago. Our debt-equity ratio continues to be in a pretty healthy state. We have not let our debt increase significantly during this period. Nothing more that I can add at this stage. I will now hand over to Mr. Basu for his initial comments, and then we take your questions. Thank you.
Thank you all for joining this con call. This is Jayantha Basu. Good afternoon to all of you. We are able to maintain the same revenue tempo what we had in the first quarter, very close to first quarter, or even slightly less than first quarter. Balance Prasad has told, we have secured some jobs during this quarter, so today our work in hand is around 21,000 crores plus. I would like to highlight a few projects of your interest, and then I'll take up your questions. Like Chennai Metro, two underground job we have started. We have hardly make around 2% progress. Work, the procurement of the TBM and the procurement of the trenching machines are all in place. Now hopefully from May onwards, we'll be able to start the tunneling work in Chennai Metro. Similarly, Mumbai Metro, as usual, all the work has been mostly completed in tunnel part. Finishing work is going on. Bangalore Metro, we have done around progress of 38% so far. Job value has increased little bit. If you consider the increased job value, the progress is around 35%. Marine job, Marine Front, Udangudi, almost 75% progress we have done. Apart from that, there are few jobs like Seabird, IOC progress is all under control. I also want to highlight that there are four big jobs where we are not able to recognize the margin as because they have not reached 10% progress. If you consider the revenue from this job, which is around 200 crores, the margin has not been recognized. Apart from the job what we have now, there are certain jobs under pipeline, and there are two big overseas marine job where we are L1. Put together will be around 2,500 crores. Few other marine jobs and urban metro jobs are under pipeline. Maybe around 17,000 crore jobs we are pursuing in various stages. That is all from my side. I'll request you to ask questions. We'll be happy to answer them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DN Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. So two questions. One is, sir, on the while the order, while of course the revenue has been pretty good for the quarter, but the margins, but I see the gross margins have declined by 5% and your EBITDA margin again declined by 3% QOQ. So what explains this, and is this the trajectory which one can expect in H2, or do you think there will be some improvement and the kind of, you know, the revenue revenue you expect in H2? Can you just throw some color?
Thank you, Mohit, for your question. To begin with, I would like to clarify that the results that we are reporting and the format in which we are reporting the results, that is a standardized format, and you know that has some constraints as far as the numbers are concerned. But I would like to mention that although, you know, the results of some of our projects which are in joint ventures are being reported separately as a share of profit, it is an integral part of our business operations. So, you know, this concept of treating a share of associates in joint ventures separately is, to our mind, not very proper, and those numbers also need to be taken into account when our, you know, operating margins or EBITDA and other ratios are worked out. Having said that, in our opinion, the numbers, the EBITDA margins continue to be over 8% today. The simple fact is that in the case of these associates, although those, the number of the top line doesn't get reported, the bottom line gets reported here. If you were to consider this top line also, then you will see that the operating profit margin that we have on the EBITDA works out to about 8.7%. This is especially true in respect of the Mumbai Metro project, where the project is coming to an end now and we expect to complete the project in a year or so. So while the top line is not significant, because of our conservative approach on margin recognition in the past, we are seeing that the margins are now getting reported as the work progresses and nears completion. So the proportion of margin that we are recognizing on these projects tends to be high. And if you were to consider that in our top line as well, as I said, the margin would be about 8.7-8.8%.
Is it possible to share the share of revenue from associate and the EBITDA number?
Well, if you look at the top line, you know, Mumbai Metro project would have contributed about 60 crores to our top line in this quarter had we taken that into account for the reporting purpose. And the margin that we are recognizing on this project on a pre-tax basis is about 36 crores. So nearly 60% margin. It is not really reflective of the performance in this quarter, but because of certain thresholds and since the project is nearing completion, there is some release of margin which was held back earlier and getting released in this quarter. And that is why you see the numbers, the way they are being reported. And that is the reason why the margin, you know, what I'm saying is because of that reason that the operating margin of the EBITDA for this quarter is about 8.7%, and not the lower number that you think is coming out of the numbers that we have reported yesterday.
That I understand, sir. But still, sir, given the first quarter, our EBITDA margin without associate was slightly better compared to what we are reporting in this particular quarter.
Right.
So there was a question, you know, why this is, why there is a decline in the EBITDA margin of the other projects.
No, as I said, the EBITDA margin on the projects in joint venture, especially when they are nearing completion, it is not on a linear basis. So, you know, if we have achieved some milestone in this quarter and we are releasing some of the margins in this quarter, then the reporting of numbers will be to some extent lumpy. So it will not be linear in that fashion. If you have seen something getting reported in the previous quarter, it is not necessarily that the similar trend will be seen in the current quarter as well.
Understood, sir. Any color on the H2 revenues? Do you think
Sorry?
this kind of trend, the any color on the H2 revenues? Do you think we can maintain this number or we can improve on these numbers?
No, we have, in the past also we have said this, that during the course of this year, as the, input cost, we see a moderation in the input cost, especially steel, cement, et cetera. We hope to see an improvement in our margins going forward, and we continue to, stick to that view, and we expect to see improvement in the margins, say, from Q4 onwards.
Understood, sir. How do you think about this order inflow opportunity-wise, in the pipeline-wise? Can you please comment on?
Okay, I think I should answer this. We have last quarter, we secured around 1,000 crores of work. And as I mentioned, that two overseas marine job, we are L1, which will be put together around 2,500 crores. And then there are another big marine jobs under tender, that is Project Bharsa, should be around 4,200 crore plus. So if you add this Project Bharsa and these two other marine jobs, 6,000 crores of marine jobs are there, we had. And then we secured a job at Sri Lanka from Adani, Colombo Container Terminal also. Urban Metro, CMRL, there are six tenders which are getting qualified now, comprising it will be around 6,000 crores. There is a job in Calcutta Metro under tender, 3,000 crores. And two job in Project Seabird, comprising 2,000 crores. Altogether, around 17,000 crores of job in various segments under pipeline, under tender stage, or bid has been submitted so far.
Is there something on the railway side which interests us, sir?
Railway, I don't think, except few tunnel jobs, what we are doing in north of Bengal and Sikkim.
Mm-hmm.
We are not in, very much in the railway side, yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you, and best of luck, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Bajrang Kumar Basa from Sunidhi Securities and Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, again, some sort of, the accounting reporting, which got confused all of us. But I think the similar thing has been clarified in the presentation, where you clearly indicated that on a top line of almost 1,000 crore on consolidated basis, the EBITDA is around 97 crore, which is more or less equal to the last quarter. So, I'm just trying to understand that we are operating at a run rate of close to 1,000 crore quarterly run rate now, in terms of execution. So where can we see the run rate, going into, next year, where we have two prestigious projects and lumpy large projects like Chennai Metro and the Ganga Expressway, which will be there? So when can we expect, these two projects to start coming into quarterly numbers, and what sort of run rate that we can expect next year will be helpful? And some guidance on the margins, because we are already, holding around 9% kind of margin, which we guided. So where that can move, when the operating leverage for the company plays out next year?
Okay, as far as revenue is concerned, before I speak about next year, coming two quarters of this year, the revenue should be more than quarter one and quarter two, because the big jobs are started producing work, I mean, operations started. So you'll see that there is a rise of revenue in this quarter three and quarter four. Margin-wise, it will be around 9%, 9%-10% this year. And next year, definitely the revenue will be more. As I have indicated last time, we can expect a jump of around 25% to 30% throughout the year. And margin guideline will be around 10%, 10% plus. That is the ballpark numbers I can say.
Okay. And so my next question pertains to the debt position. We have seen you know, some amount of cash which has been consumed during you know, this last two quarters, and there is some spike up in the debt also, and the interest cost has also gone up a bit. So how do we see, you know, that scenario, and why you know, is there any upfront investments that we have done to you know, augment our implementation of both you know, the Chennai Metro and the Ganga Expressway? So if you guide on that debt position and how it is going to move going forward, will be helpful, sir.
We are going to see some spike in our debt numbers in this current year, you know, with all these new orders being awarded to us and under execution. We are seeing some capex, you know, we are incurring some capital expenditure, especially on the Chennai Metro project, where we will have to invest in procurement of tunnel boring machines and trenching machines. So this year, while the working capital debt is not expected to rise significantly, we will see some increase in our term debt during this year.
Okay, so the what was the quantum of this upfront, you know, investments to start work on Chennai Metro? Can you share some number on that?
Well, the investment in Chennai Metro is likely to be in the range of about 250 crores.
How much you have incurred so far?
We have not incurred all of that so far. We have incurred about 70-80 crores as of now. The remaining will get, will, you know, be procuring and paying for these machines in Q3 mainly, and to some extent in Q4.
Okay. And what is the sustainable interest cost, you know, if you could bifurcate it? Because, you know, if we try to see the debt portion of 500 crores and then we see interest cost of, you know, let's say 30-35 crores per quarter, appears to be a bit high. So what is the sustainable interest cost that is there in the business, and the other portion, you know, which gets reported in the finance cost? If you could just clarify on that, it will be helpful.
I think you need to understand that the finance cost that we report in our profit and loss account includes basically three components. One is the debt on the interest on the bank debt that we have, you know, which is about 500 crores of gross debt in our balance sheet. In addition to that, you know, we take customer advances, you know, against bank guarantees from the clients for whom we are executing the projects. And in respect of some of these customer advances, you know, they are interest bearing as per the contractual terms. So that interest also gets charged and is reported under the finance cost head in our P&L account. And the third element is the LCs and guarantees that we need to issue for, you know, procurement of material or under contractual terms, you know, the performance and advance guarantees that we issue. So there's a cost attached to these LCs and bank guarantees as well. So largely these are the three main components which go into our finance cost. Comparing the finance cost only with the debt on our books would not really be appropriate, and you know, then it could lead to some wrong conclusions. If you say the interest cost for the quarter is 35 crores on a debt of 500 crores, whereas that is not really the case.
So, sir, the sustainable number, you know, building into let's say next two quarters and maybe next financial year, what is that something that you could guide to us in terms of this cost?
Well, our interest cost over the past has been in the range of 3-4% of our revenue. And so while we may see some increases now because, you know, overall we are seeing in the economy, we are seeing a rise in the interest rates as well. So it could go up marginally. But as, you know, these new orders start delivering in terms of cash flow, in terms of revenue, we expect it, the interest cost to moderate again. But ballpark between 3-4% of revenue would be, you know, something that we can look forward to.
Got it. Got it. Thank you very much. And sir, all the very best for good performance going ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Pujan Shah from Corrigence Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, few questions from my side. First of all, we said the work in hand work in hand is around roughly 21,000 crore. And if I look at the order book, the June order book was standing at 20,446. Let's convert it to 20,500. Now, what is the order inflow we are seeing, and how is the traction going ahead for specifically for the road construction segment? I understand about the project we have been going on, but I just wanted to know the order inflow from the road in construction, and specifically how order inflow has been going ahead now.
Okay, road, as you know that, we secured one job from Adani Group, that is Ganga Expressway, which is around 5,000 crores. So we are happy with that, and we don't want to venture further in the road unless that job is substantially completed. There are a lot of road jobs in NHAI, but we don't compete, because competitions are very high. Otherwise, marine and underground metro, we are pursuing, as I have just mentioned. There are big jobs, four or five jobs we are pursuing, altogether around 17,000 crores in pipeline.
Okay, so, but the total order inflow for this quarter would be?
This quarter, the order inflow has been about 1,000 crores, but overall, since April 2022, our order inflow to date has been about 8,000 crores, and in addition to that, we are lowest on orders worth about 2,500 crores.
That may come this quarter.
That is likely to materialize and be awarded to us during this quarter, that is Q3.
Q3.
Okay. And so my second question would be on our revenue guidance. So in a previous con call, we have said that we have guided around 1,500 per quarter, and now we are easing up to 25-30%, which is around 1,250-1,300 per quarter. So what led to, you can say, slightly, are we being a conservative or being fascinated by some environmental thing, like not environmental, but the industry scenario which has been led to such guidance?
No, not like that. We still maintain whatever we have said in the last con call. Particularly Q2 is a little subdued because of monsoon, but still it was almost close to Q1. And you will see the rise in Q3 and Q4, and it will be in the range of 1,400 crores, I believe, for next two quarters.
Okay. And sir, just one question, bookkeeping question. What will be the total Adani order book in the total order book? So what will be the size of Adani specifically? Can you just share that number for the specific client?
Roughly, I can speak, one road job is 5,000 crores, and then Colombo we have recently secured, which is close to 1,000 crore, and some other jobs, around 6,500-7,000 crores.
So we can assume 30-odd% of the total order work in hand has been associated with Adani?
Close to 30%, basically because of the road work, which itself is 5,000 crores.
Okay. Got it, got it. No issue. Thank you so much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Abhay Ladha from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir. Am I audible, sir?
Yes, yes.
Sir, congratulations for the good set of order books the company has procured in last 6 months, and also as well as the new pipeline in the pipeline orders, which company expects, like marine order and other, whether the, I mean, we have been disappointed by the margins and the performance of the company this quarter, sir. But I have two questions, sir. Basically, we are paying interest on deposits, advances from the customer. Our interest component is only three part, as performance are told. So one is on the guarantees, another is on the loans taken by the company, and third one component is the interest on the advances issued from the customer. Is this in industry practice, or we are all companies are paying in the this industry, or we are only paying?
No, these advances from the client, it is a very much industry practice. Some clients, they pay advances without any interest. They are mostly private clients like Adani or DP World or clients like them.
Yes.
But all the government clients, whenever you take advance, you have to pay interest. And it is varying, 9%, 10%, in that range. It is common for everybody.
Sir, another question is, sir, we are paying, I could observe from the balance sheet, they are paying the royalty to the parents. So, can you tell us the basis of the royalty being paid to the parent company?
Basis is, first of all, there is a lot of technical support we draw from the parent. We use their logo and the brand, and there are many facilities we enjoy because of the parent. And today we have grown up so much, their support from them in the airport segment, underground segment. So there are several issues which contribute to our growth, getting support from the parent. That is why we pay the royalty.
Yeah, but I just wanted to know, it is being paid on sales or it is being paid on profit, and what percentage thereof?
Yeah, it is being paid on the turnover of the company, and it is about 0.5% that we are paying.
0.5%.
Yes.
But sir, we have got decent order book position, and our parent company is the turnover will go, the royalty amount we are also payable to the company will go up substantially in coming years. But since we have got decent order books, what the parent is, how the parent is helping us to mobilize the resources and the execution of the orders in the faster way, sir? Can you explain this, sir?
Well, technical support is always there. You know, whenever we work underground metro, which is a very technical job, if you see that today there are many Thai nationals working in our underground metro, without them we cannot execute. So that is the most important part. And sometimes the airport sector segment also we get a lot of support. So obviously technical supports are there from their side. Which is
so my last question broadly, just how, what is the growth we can expect in FY24 and FY25?
FY23,
you already told about 4,500 or 4,800, something between 1,300 plus 1,000. That comes to 4,500 to anything between 4,800. But just I wanted to go ahead since view of the high order backlog and high order backlog in pipeline also. So how much sales we can achieve in 2024 approximately? Maybe very 10-5%, 10-15%, that is not what, depending on the condition.
Yeah, next year it will be close to 30%, and then 24-25. That will be little less, say around 25%.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much, sir. I wish you very best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Vipul Shah from Sumangal Investments. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. My question is regarding margins, sir. Because one of our peers has recently reported the results, and they are consistently reporting EBITDA margins of 14-15%, and we are at 8%. So there is a huge gap between our peers and our margins. So what is the reason why we are taking such low margin jobs?
Actually, Prasad has explained little bit, but even if you consider that around 8.8% is the margin, or 9 point something if you calculate in different way. But basically we have to consider that whatever job even we are executing now, it has got the legacy of few bad jobs, and we are not drawing any margin from them. And the whatever job, good job we have secured now, they are yet to start producing results in terms of the revenue, and they are there for the margin. We'll definitely find improvement from next year in our margin, EBITDA or PAT, whatever.
So, stripping out these bad jobs which you have described, so what should be the now, means, or put it differently, recent jobs we are taking at which EBITDA margins in, sir?
Normally, in our construction space, it is around 12% EBITDA. Sometimes, if the job is very lucrative, if you want to do get it, we put around 10%, sometimes 13% in that range, 10-15%, you can say.
but at least I don't remember we have reached that margin range in recent times, in the recent results. Anyway, let us see. So when these bad jobs which you have taken are going to end, so that we can expect improvement from that point?
So first, I will answer your first query that we have not done. If you see our results 3 years back, it used to be around 14% EBITDA. Correct, Prasad?
Yes.
Even it is more than 14% EBITDA. In recent past, we secured two jobs which has not given us margin. In fact, we have lost a lot of money there, and that the effect is going on now. But that definitely it will not continue more than before, beyond this year, as I said before.
So next year should we see normalized margin?
Yes, yes.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Pushkar Jain from Joindre Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, congratulations on the good set of numbers. My question was also about when are the legacy projects as such getting over the margin accretion. I think you mentioned that next year. By the next year, all the projects will be completed, right? The legacy projects which are not contributing to the margins.
Yes. By March, April maximum.
And sir, on the order book, what is the average what is the average time frame in which we can complete this entire order book?
There's a mix of segments. If you see the underground metro, they are around 36 months to 42 months completion time, and most of the marine jobs are around 25 to 36 months. So on an average, it is 3 years, you can say.
Okay, so like the entire order book ideally should get, you know, in the revenue in 3 years, right?
Yes, you can say that.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask the question. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Kanodia from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Am I audible?
Yes,
please go ahead.
Yeah. So firstly, congratulations on the robust order book, continued order book in this quarter. So my question was regarding the Bangalore metro project. So what is the kind of contribution that we have achieved in this quarter?
Bangalore, we have underground and elevated both. So you are asking which one?
So for both of them, what was the revenue and the margins that we have made during this quarter for the Bangalore metro projects? Both one.
Yeah, the revenue contribution has been in the range of 60 odd crores, and in this quarter we have booked some losses on this project of about 25 crores.
That is for the elevated
metro. Underground metro project is performing very well. Yeah, it is doing about 30-35 crores a month of turnover, and in terms of the margin profile as well, it is doing well.
Okay, can we say that the difference that is there in the margins for the standalone and the consolidated is majorly because of the elevated metro project?
Well, actually, the PAT number that we have reported on both standalone and consolidated basis, there's not much difference in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the loss that we have booked on the Bangalore Metro project also appears in both the standalone as well as the consolidated numbers.
Okay, understood. That was my question. Thank you, sir. And all right.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Ramanan Venkateswaran from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. Just wanted to check, you talked about this 200 crores of revenue this year, which probably has not reached the threshold level of recognizing the margins. Can you elaborate a little more on that?
As a policy, unless we have 10% progress, we don't recognize the margin on the project. So if you consider jobs which have recently secured, one job at Delhi, Kasturba Nagar, and then CMR, Chennai Metro, two jobs, and one marine job. though they have done a work, I mean, revenue-wise around 200 crore plus, but we have not recognized any margin on them because it is less than 10%.
So if I were to adjust this, I mean, if I were to account for the fact that this 200 crores of revenue has not attracted any margins, I mean, has not got any margins, then your actual margin turns out to be closer to about 10.5%, a little more than 10.5%. Would I be right in that?
You are absolutely right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah.
Thank you. Participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Abhay Malgadda from Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for follow-up question. There is one question left, the follow-up sir, opportunity. Sir, we have this quarter, we have from the cash flow statement, I have noted that we have added 212 crore rupees to this block, to the plant and machinery in the first half of this year. Sir, just I wanted to know, this is the money 200 spent is for mobilization of the machinery purchased by the company for the faster execution of the project?
The last part of it is capital expenditure, you know, construction plant and equipment that we have procured for execution of these new projects. So that is what is appearing or getting disclosed in the capital work in progress.
Okay, sir. How much amount we have, company expect to spend in second half, sir?
Well, as I mentioned, on the Chennai Metro project, we expect to incur capex of about 250 crores in this year. There will be some other capex as well, which we'll incur on some of the other projects that we have under execution. So, out of that, about 100 odd crores has been reported in the first half. And the remaining, we expect to spend that amount and, you know, acquire that plant and equipment in the second half of the year.
Approximately for the full year, how much this money can go? Say 300 or?
Yeah, between 250 and 300. Exactly the timing, we'll have to see how it goes, but we expect it to be in the range of 250 to 300 crores in this year.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir, and congratulations on the robust order book that we have. I have one question on the Ganga Expressway. So last time you had said that we were awaiting the financial closure on the project for Adani to happen. After that, we'll start the execution of the project. So has that happened? Just checking up.
Yeah, that has happened.
We started the construction of the project. And sir, what is the timeline of this?
Timeline is 27 months and 3rd of November is the zero date.
3rd of November is the zero date for this. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Participants, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you, ICICI Securities and everyone for joining us on this Q2 FY23 earnings call. We look forward to your continued support and interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. On behalf of ICICI Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.